Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Virgins by Diana Gabaldone. Narrated by Alan Scott Douglas.
October 1740, near Bordeaux, France. Ian Murray knew from the moment he saw his best friend's face that something terrible had happened. The fact that he was seeing Jamie Fraser's face at all was evidence enough of that, never mind the look of the man. Jamie was standing by the armourer's wagon, his arms full of the bits and pieces Armand had just given him, white as milk and swaying back and forth like a reed on Loch Awe. Ian reached him in 3 paces and took him by the arm before he could fall over.
Ian!
Jamie looked so relieved at seeing him that Ian thought he might break into tears.
God, Ian!
Ian seized Jamie in embrace and felt him stiffen and draw in his breath. At the same instant he felt the bandages beneath Jamie's shirt.
Jesus!
He began, startled, but then coughed and said,
Jesus, man, it's good to see you.
He patted Jamie's back gently and let go.
You'll need a bit to eat, aye?
Come on, then. Plainly they couldn't talk now, but he gave Jamie a quick, private nod, took half the equipment from him, and then led him to the fire to be introduced to the others. Jamie'd picked a good time of day to turn up, Ian thought. Everyone was tired, but happy to sit down, looking forward to their supper and the daily ration of whatever was going in the way of drink. Ready for the possibilities a new fish offered for entertainment, but without the energy to include the more physical sorts of entertainment.
That's Big George over there,
Ian said, dropping Jamie's gear and gesturing.